Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Miss Barbara Lewis, bring us back.
Hello, stranger.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book is ageofthecustomer.com. That's my book, The Age of the Customer. I hope you'll check those out. Jeff Shabar is here, Chief Home Officer. He is the Chief Home Officer, award-winning journalist. I saw him get the award. I'm a witness to it, a national award, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for almost 16 years. ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Jeff, thanks again for being here. We've kind of gone off the small business rails a little bit today. Last hour we talked about religion. This hour we're going to talk about something else. I mean, this half of the segment, I should say, Jeff. I wanted to be able to talk to somebody about this, and you're just the guy to do this. I am really flabbergasted by what has been allowed to happen with regard to the North Korean hacking of Sony and all the things
that are supposed North Korean hacking.
Well, that's there. I mean, I agree, but I think the president's going to come out today and nail it to them. And first, apparently Sony basically provided virtually no security for a bunch of their stuff.
Yep.
I've been told that a lot of their really sensitive employee information had almost no security. So number one, a pox on them for not nailing down their stuff, right?
Right. Right.
And so now they made this movie called The Interview that depicts the assassination. It's a comedy. It's a joke. It's a farce. It's a raunchy kind of Seth Rogen movie, and it's about the president of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, being assassinated. Right, Jeff?
Yep, that's the storyline.
And so they don't like it. I don't blame them. I wouldn't like it either. Jeff, we wouldn't like it if they made a movie about assassinating President Obama.
You know what?
We wouldn't threaten them.
Right. Right.
Back to tolerance, back to the conversation last segment. So now, Jeff, tell the audience, probably everybody knows, but tell them what's happening now.
Sony and the movie theaters have decided, first the movie theaters started saying they wouldn't run the movie at all, and especially on Christmas Day opening, because apparently whoever posted it, not necessarily from the government of Korea, but whoever did the hack, and apparently is behind this, has said we will have, they use the key phrase of 9/11, of September 11th, to say we will inflict 9/11 type terror on you if you go to the movie or if you run the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So Sony has decided to pull the movie, and what they...
Mostly after the theater said they would not show
it. After the theater said they wouldn't show it,
mm-hmm.
and Sony decided they would pull it. And I think that it's just, we don't have enough time to discuss how horrible this is.
But
I don't
Jeff,
care
this is,
what the
this is
what
declaring
the
war.
Said.
This is declaring war on America.
It's only declaring war on America if America allows
it. If we allow it,
I
agree with that.
You know what? We're a bunch of sheep in this respect. I would pay double. If my local theater carried that movie, I would pay double just to walk in the doors and say, screw you. To
mm-hmm.
whoever thought to make such
at
a claim.
At some point in time, aren't we going to have to do that? See, every time I go through an airport, I take my shoes off.
Yeah.
One guy, folks, remember this now. When you take your shoes off in an airplane, remember this. One person attempted a shoe bomb 10 or 12 years ago, and it failed. Nobody's ever tried one since, and yet you and I still have to take our shoes off.
We take our shoes off.
Tell me how much sense that makes. Of course we want to be safe, and we don't want to make it easy on the dummies, the ones we talked about earlier, Jeff, in the last segment. But at some point in time, don't we have to say, wait a minute, they're terrorizing us every day by our behavior.
Right, absolutely. But we fall for it. And so I can say you're exactly right, because they can say what, you know, someone can say something to try and get your goat, to goad you into doing something, but your response, your reaction is what speaks volumes. You know, someone can be the jerk they want to be. I still think this is some punk or some rogue punks in who knows where.
You don't think it's North Korea?
I don't think it's North Korea. I don't think, you know,
it could
maybe
be the Chinese.
Hack,
it could be the Chinese.
It could be anybody.
You know, the Chinese could be sticking their finger, because the Chinese sort of props up North Korea.
Absolutely, but I don't care who it is. It's who are we.
Yeah.
It's who we that we cave to something like this. And it's pretty
sad. So you
sad.
Think the theater should have shown it? The Sony should have said, you know, give it your best shot, and we should have all shown up.
You hire security, or you get vigilante group, which could be kind of crazy, but you get groups to say, look, you want to go? Secure our theater in some more tactful way to say it, or hire security, hire a police detail, off-duty police detail. Sure, it's $40 an hour, but you're making a statement. We're not going to close our doors. We're not going to pull something which is completely
I liked what Mitt Romney said.
I didn't hear.
He said, put it on television, let everybody have it, and let everybody who watches it send $5 to help cure Ebola.
There,
how about that?
How about that? Instead, Sony says, I read yesterday, I don't know if it's true or not, I read it on the internet, so it's got to be true, right? That they're going to release it in a premium DVE package instead. I'll just wait till Redbox.
Unbelievable.
But, you know, so anyway, but I like Romney's idea.
This is a precedent, though, Jeff.
It's horrible.
This is not good, where we're headed in this thing.
This is horrible.
Hey, Jeff, happy Hanukkah again.
Thank you very much.
See you next
Merry Christmas next week, and we will be talking soon.
Thanks. Jeff Sabar, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.